see black and white in a world full of hate. Be light.
Welcome everybody to another edition of Brotherly Love Wrestling Presents Unite. And today on our show, connecting to last week, Black Wrestlers Matter is coming up on August 22nd, and we have one of the competitors from the main event of that card. And joining us today, The Real McCoy. He's here. Thank you for joining us, JDX. Welcome to the show.
Oh, man. Thank you guys for having me. I'm honored, man, especially for the calls and everything. Like, I'm honored.
Not a problem. We appreciate you coming on, and I know that you have a big task at hand with a returning ACH in the main event, and this will probably be, by the time you guys wrestle, his fourth match back, maybe third or fourth match under his belt that he's had.
I believe so.
Hasn't lost yet, and
yeah, I believe fourth.
Doesn't look like he missed a beat either. So I mean, he's always been for the culture. That was he was vocal about that. He left his former employer because of something that they did that he didn't see fit and saw as blatant racism and something that other people couldn't see. Him basically got quote unquote crucified for it and was thinking about leaving wrestling. So now there's been a kind of an eye-opening turn of events, not only in wrestling, but around the world, that everyone should be noticing, and that's Black Lives Matter. And that's unfortunately been, people have had to suffer and go through turmoil and death and wrongdoing. And people are finally starting to open their eyes again after almost, since Trayvon Martin, back in the early 2000s, that it seems to be a recurring issue and recurring and recurring and recurring. And I want to know your thoughts on it. Well, what needs to happen for this to not be a recurrence, more of a standard that we're able to all live together and uniformly and unite and be one? Because it hasn't been like that ever in the history of America. We've never been one. There's always been the hierarchy.
Correct.
That has trickled down through years and years of pain and suffrage.
For sure. So I think first and foremost, like I've said before, I think we need to start with dismantling systemic racism. If we start there, I think that'll be a very good start. So going forward, I feel that also, like, a lot of people like to make it out to be a black versus white thing, and it's really not even that. It's just bad people, is racist people versus people that are willing to do good, to treat people like follow colors, and this person believes this, like, let's just treat people how they deserve to be treated. Von Martin, George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, all of these people, you know what I mean? It doesn't matter if they're black. Yes, it helps. It makes me want to stand up, you know, and stand for a cause even more. Don't get me wrong. When the George Floyd thing happened, I remember I was at work and I was watching it on Facebook, and it just gave me chills. And thinking about it all over again is giving me chills. And like, a part of me like felt as though like I missed out on the opportunity to go protest, because I was just like, damn, like, now would be a great time, I feel, to go protest, because I've never gone protest in a day of my life. I'm only 25. Like, when the Trayvon Martin thing happened, I believe that was 5 years ago, so I was, 20 years old. I believe it was, like, around 2015, if I'm not mistaken. But, like,
2014, 2015.
So I remember sitting in at work, and I was just like, damn, like getting off of work, it was, like, 7 o'clock. I was like, damn, I feel like I should have maybe going to the side or something. And then I wake up the next morning, I see everybody like posting about it, everybody in Minneapolis like protesting and stuff. I'm like, damn, like, I missed out on an opportunity to protest. So rest assured, once I saw protesting continued, like, I was right in the middle of it. I'm not even sure where I was going with that, but the unity thing. Like, that's why I said it's the perfect title for you guys to call it unity, because that's like the where, like, I've, like, just walking down the street with, like, other wrestlers that are second, like, my fellow wrestlers, Devon Monroe, Kyle Creed, Airwolf, Frontman Jossi, like, all of us just walking together, walking down the street, and just, like, black people, white people, like freaking Somalian people, just all walks of life, just everybody's just, like, together, you know what I mean? Like, the unity. So, like, it's ironic that you guys call it Unite, like, because there was real unity, and I never felt anything like that in my life. And I just, like, was like, if we could just capture this, put it in a bottle, and we could all just, like, keep this same energy, you know, as the kids say, like, as we say, like, keep that same energy, like, I feel like life would be so much better off, you know what I mean? Like, it would be so much easier for everyone involved.
And I think that keeping the same energy is what it's lacked prior to this. Like, it's caught on, and it's kept fire for so long, and then it dies out, and it's not at the forefront anymore. There's something else that takes over the headlines. There's some scandal in Hollywood, or some crazy horseshit, or there's a president who's an absolute ass who's taken over every news story there is.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
And there's other things that sidetrack from what was the initial problem, and it gets swept under the rug. And it always gets swept under the rug. And there's
It does.
There's a time now that, if there's any time, it should be now that this can continue to happen. I mean, the way that social media is used today, that this, there's someone every single day that has mentioned something about bringing justice to Breonna Taylor or George Floyd or any of the other countless individuals that were murdered or hung or wrongfully accused in some fashion. Like, now is the time to capitalize on this and use it as momentum to get it to that point to where we can. Unfortunately, I don't think it's going to end anytime soon, because I think there's way too many older people that have the old school, quote unquote, mentality that have passed that down to our generation, that it's not going to end. There's still people out there that are even our age, and we're in our early 30s, that still think the way of the old times, like that we're separated by race and that's it. We are over them and that's it. That's still the mentality. And until kind of, I would say our generation needs to be the one that it ends with, if we're going to get it to the point of where we're all equal. So all of us that have kids right now, it can't get passed down to another generation, or it's going to continue to happen until it flips ends. It really does. It falls on us. And until it teeters to the point of where the majority is no longer the majority and they fall into the minority standpoint and they get backed into a corner to where they need to change, is when it's going to change. And right now it's kind of teetering where the numbers could go either way. Yep. The ones in the power, obviously, once they're gone, we need to start getting it to an equal standpoint. And that's a lot of politics for a wrestling show, but
equal playing field, for sure.
But I mean, it's a difficult conversation to have. But we've said this before on this show that it's a necessary conversation. Like, more of these conversations need to be had throughout, not just in wrestling, but everywhere. Like, there needs to be people that this is where you get comfortable talking about something like this.
Yeah.
Like, we've never met before in our life. We've never met. Exactly. But we're having real life conversation right now through a different outlet, which is wrestling. So you find common ground with someone.
Right.
And you're able to do that. You're able to have real conversations with someone that you've never met through a common interest. And more people need to learn to do that. That's how you evolve. That's how you evolve.
Exactly. I feel.
Go ahead.
I feel like anyone that really has a platform, now is the time. now is the time to step up and, you know, say what you believe in. Don't be afraid of what your quote unquote fans, you know what I mean? How they may they have different views from you. Don't worry about how they'll view you or about them unfollowing you. Oh, they won't buy your t-shirts anymore or they won't support you. Like, because if that's the case, were they really fans of you in the first place?
That's why
I implore like a lot of guys, like if you have that platform, use it.
Yeah, I'd be lying to you if I said that once we put out our Unite show and once we fully supported Black Lives Matter, we lost followers and it was noticeable. But what we did was we regained new ones. Mm-hmm. I mean, we know we didn't need those to begin with. And the ones that we've regained, we know are here for the right reason now. So it's
exactly for sure.
Where social media is kind of toxic, it can also be very beneficial in the same sense, depending on how you want to look at it. I mean, a positive mindset usually draws on other positive mindsets and usually you're able to move forward from there.
Exactly. Yeah, I was having a conversation with a friend, a fellow wrestler. Mine's friend, and for 22 years of my life, you know what I mean? Like, what is trendy or being a social justice warrior? It's about using my platform. I have followers, I have people that look up to me, like, you know, I inspire people. So it's like, it's my responsibility as a Black African American man, you know, not just in the wrestling business, but in general, to use my platform, even if I wasn't a wrestler. Like me, Justin McCoy, I would still have a responsibility to stand up for what I believe in and use my platform, whether like it's for wrestling fans or just followers on IG, it doesn't matter, or Twitter, it doesn't matter. That's just my responsibility. So, yeah, it's as long as you can have a healthy conversation about it, like I think there's a lot that can be gained from us being in these times.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking for small accomplishments because the small ones will equal a big one eventually. It's just a matter of
exactly.
I don't want to say it's a matter of patience because this isn't a time for real patience. You got to kind of press forward strongly to get the results that you want, but you need a lot of small victories to equal that one big victory. I think that we're all looking for, which is equality, which is
exactly
the main goal. And the ending of police brutality. Exactly. So, I mean, that's part of the reason we wanted to be the bridge towards that. And with our show, like we kind of wanted to show that, look, we wanted to be for the culture and we wanted to make that kind of like link us together with that. Show that highlighting African-American wrestlers, we probably have a predominantly white fan base that follow us, so now we get more eyes. You get the real stories from the real people. I mean, this isn't really gimmicked up or anything like that. This is real talk. Mm-hmm. So you get to see people's real emotions, real feelings through this. And people real. I mean, people like to
exactly.
They like to escape reality, but they also need to hear things like this.
Absolutely. Yeah, like we haven't even talked about wrestling. Like, dude, we were what, like 10, 15 minutes in maybe? And we're just having a conversation about what's going on in the world. That ever happened. So I appreciate that. Seriously.
Yeah.
It's always like, you know, and not knocking those podcasts to do that. It's always like, oh, JDX, how did you get your start? What inspired you to be a wrestler? You know, but actually talking about this stuff is like so awesome. And I appreciate you guys.
Yeah, we appreciate you coming on with us. And we know from when we started, that's how we started was you bring people on, you get the history and the background and the who inspired you? Who did you model your wrestling style after? And it seems like everyone goes to that. So you need to be different. And we wanted to be different in the right way. Mm-hmm. Like we didn't want to be negative and we didn't want to get a following for being negative. We wanted to get a following for doing the right thing. That's how we were brought up. So that's how we do things here. So to speak. So you recognizing that we appreciate that. But you touched on it. I don't want to back away from it. Representation and how representation matters for what you're doing and to inspire people, mm-hmm. but not just people, but the younger African Americans that don't know, they want to be wrestlers, but they don't know how to go about it, and how there's a lack of representation on, for sure. on TV right now. But how do you get through to those people that, how do you get through to the African American youth that want to become wrestlers? Like, how do you get your name out there, and how do you get others' names out there so that they can see that they can do this one day?
For sure. I think it's all through, I guess the word that's coming to mind is promotion, like promoting such, like showing support for it, like posting it, like putting it on your gear, for instance, just like in your promos, like not being afraid to talk about Black power and just Black excellence and all things involving like being African-American, you know what I mean? Being an African-American wrestler, just like me, for instance, like not trying to put myself on a high horse, but one thing I'm taking pride in currently is like trying to get like most of my fellow like Black wrestlers t-shirts and stuff like that. Just like even making a post about it or, you know what I mean? Just like showing solidarity and support for these guys. You know what I mean? Like just little things, like you said, the small victories and stuff, it all adds up. And I feel as though like, yeah, it's like, we're not viewed as necessarily being cool. Like if you're Black and you like wrestling, it's like, it's almost like you should tuck your head between your legs and like be ashamed of that. Like I remember like being in high school, like me, like freshman year, like show and tell, yeah, like legitimately show and tell, playing toy belt, and I said one day I'm gonna win this belt, and like you can hear like a pin drop in a room, like people are just like kind of like oh, okay, Justin, like you know what I mean, like to be, yeah, like I should be ashamed of that, but here I am, you know what I mean, like here I am doing it, like so I don't know. It's funny. Like you can see the aggression coming out of my voice, like, cause it angers me. Like I'm not supposed to be cool. Like I'm considered a lame because I like wrestling, because I look a certain way. I can't like wrestling. You know what I mean? I can't aspire to be a professional wrestler.
Now, do you think that has something to do with how Black wrestlers have been portrayed in the past and how they've always been super gimmicked up and kind of stereotyped right off the bat? And that's kind of why that there's this stigma that Black people aren't necessarily cut out for wrestling, is what they view it as, because the higher ups have always done that. I know it's it's a different time, but I mean, that's how it's always been portrayed.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you change that stigma how do you change that stigma?
You have to be good at promos. You have to be good in the ring. You have to be all around sports entertainer. You know what I mean? To use that term. Like what I always be for trainer wrestler. Like a professional wrestler, but like a sports entertainer on the inside. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It was just a stupid phrase like I came up with, but like that's how I viewed it. Like you just gotta work twice as hard. You just gotta bust your ass. You, like I said, gotta be undeniable. You know, like there are guys that broke through, you know, like and he gets a lot of flack for being Hawaiian or Samoan. I always forget. Yeah, I guess Samoan descent. The Rock, you know what I mean? Like The Rock was unfreaking deniable. Guys like Booker T, you know what I mean? Like just gotta be undeniable to a certain extent. I feel like we just gotta work twice as hard. It's unfortunate that it's that way, but hopefully, you know, we can continue to change that.
And I think we're heading in the right direction, especially with the show that's coming up on the 22nd. How do you see this show, the aftermath of this show? Like, what do you see happening after this? Do you feel like this is going to spark something? Do you feel like this is going to change the landscape? Is there going to be a lot more people that there's going to be word of mouth and a lot more eyes on certain individuals or everybody that's involved? Like you're talking about undeniable. Yeah. Is this something that after this is going to be undeniable? Is this something that's a launching point?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think it's definitely a launching point. I know guys are really motivated. Like a lot of the guys that I talk to out here, like in Minnesota, I know like guys like Airwolf, Frontman, Josh C, like guys like that, dude, they're going to tear the house down. And that's not just me saying that because, like, those guys are my personal friends, but, like, those guys are unfreaking deniable. Like, Josh C, the dude can talk, he can wrestle. Airwolf, he's so freaking innovative. Like, guys are, like, he, you know, he's already he had a spotlight on him, like, being signed. I know it's Devon Monroe. Like, dude is only, like, what, a year in? Like, yeah, it's a lot of talent on this show. A lot of freaking talent on this show, and I think eyes will be open.
Because I don't want you to – I don't want people to miss the names that you highlight, that you highlighted. So we got Frontman, we got Airwolf, and then we kind of lost you. I think you're going – did you mention ACH in there?
No. Who is that guy? No. I was saying Airwolf's little brother, Angel El Dorado.
Okay.
He's super talented himself. He's a high flyer. He's recently put on some weight, and he's still fucking flying all over the place. So, dude's undeniable himself. Like, freaking Devon Monroe, he's freaking undeniable. Only been wrestling for, like, a year, and it's just like, man, you know, all this talent. Like, Stephen Wolf, I was saying that he's already, you know, been signed to Evolve. So, hopefully, WWE, they wise it up, and they go ahead and sign him. Who else did I say? 2D, like, 2D's freaking awesome. Brooke Valentine, she's freaking awesome. Like, Faye Jackson, like, all these talents, all these charismatic beings, you know what I mean? Like, these guys, these people, these women are undeniable. So, like, hopefully this sparks something new and it gets new eyeballs on us. So, yeah.
Now, do you think that maybe it needs to go a different route? Instead of getting signed to WWE or AEW or one of the other ones like Impact or ROH, you think maybe it gets to a point of where you just see an all African American promotion that comes about? Do you think it gets to that point, or do you think that the big names like WWE and whatnot, do you think that they need to sign to sign more African Americans, or do you feel like maybe just they need to create an all African American promotion?
Yeah, I mean that's definitely I think that's definitely a great idea. I'm not sure how likely it'll be, but hey, this is a nice start for sure. This is a great start. So I'm not sure. I don't want to give away too many details, but like from what I've been told, like as far as the plans, I know my original plans. It made it seem like there was gonna be more than one show. That's just based off of what I was told, like from my original plans for Black Wrestlers Matter. So it makes me like scratch the chin, like what revealed those details or any spoilers, anything like that. So we'll see.
Nah, that's all right. I was talking to John through email, and we were just bullshitting. I was like, maybe this will inspire more people to step up and have more all black shows around the United States. And he kind of went, or maybe we take this on the road. So he kind of shut me up, and he's like, maybe we just do this and make this our thing. Not to throw any more spoilers.
Yeah, I know. So actually even think it, hey, that'd be awesome. But even thinking back, like, I know that GCW, like, shout out to them because they were actually going to allow Rich Homie Juice, AJ Gray, it was going to allow him to do the For the Culture show, you know, before COVID and everything hit back at
WrestleMania weekend.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and that was going to be main stage, like Mania weekend. That's all eyes on all shows that whole weekend, especially for the collective where you buy the package and you get all the shows. So you get to watch everything. So you have all eyes on that show. And it was kind of COVID happened and just shut down everything. It just shut down everything. So now this is kind of they're starting to run more shows right now. So now is the perfect time for something to catch fire. Because people are starving for wrestling. Like, they are. They're and especially independent wrestling.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure it is. We're hungry.
Yeah. There's a diehard fan base in independent wrestling that they're just looking for the next big show, and you're running one in less than 2 weeks. And, I mean, you have what, two or three other shows running that day with you, which was just announced. So, I mean, how do you get yeah. more eyes? Like, how do you get the most eyes possible on your show?
It's definitely a challenge, I'll tell you that. The one thing I can say is like while all three will be live, Takeover, you can catch that on NXT. I was about to say you can catch that on NXT. It is NXT, fool. You can catch that on the network. AEW, I don't really have much to say about that one. But I know NXT, let's knock off one of the competition's head. Yeah, you can catch that on the network. And I'm sure those guys would support, you know, and got some good brothers down there that are going to be partaking in that show. So I'm sure some of them would actually agree that, you know, Black Wrestlers Matter is a phenomenal cause. So it's the level of importance to catch it is very high.
Yeah. So, and the other thing is we keep, about this event. Now you're, like we said in the beginning, you're in the main event, but aside from your match, because obviously, you know, that you're going to kill it in your match. What's the match that you're looking forward to watching as a fan?
It's two matches. For me personally, I'm looking forward to the Fatal 4-Way, which is Cal Creed, my boy Cal Creed, Stephen Wolf, Angelo Dorado, and shoot, the guy, I can't remember his name. I feel like a total dick right now. But that Fatal 4-Way should be awesome. That should be awesome. And then also, like I said earlier, like Frontman Josh C versus Airwolf. I've seen those guys wrestle before, and shit, man. Yeah. In for a treat. I know both of them have some tricks up their sleeves. You know, Airwolf is dying to get back. I think that may be his first official show back. Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, because he's had a few get canceled. So I know he's fiending to get back and trying to get sign mode, as we all are, but like, that's his forte right now. I just got done training with him earlier, so I know he's definitely got some stuff to prove.
All right, so let's get to the meat and potatoes. You're the main event. Sure. You're the main event with high caliber ACH. Now, what do you hope that this does for you? To being this, you're in the main event, high profile. This is a stacked card. This is a show that is highlighting everybody. Like, what do you hope that you get out of this main event? Like, what do you hope that this does for you afterward?
Like, rub elbows with him, lock up with him, you know, intricacies, the nuances of not just like doing spots, but moments. You know what I mean? Like, I have moments in mind. So, like, you know what I mean? Me shooting those moments to him, like, I want to hear his feedback on them, why this will work, why that won't work, just to overall become a better performer. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, just to become a better performer, you know, and like, and send a message loud and clear, you know, that two African-American wrestlers are capable of wrestling on a high level. You know what I mean?
So
hopefully we pave the way, you know? So
after this matchup, there's no doubt that you're going to be hungry for top tier competition elsewhere. So Who are some other names that are maybe first times or first time in a long time that you wanna see yourself in maybe another main event with?
Honestly, like as far as like, I guess it's like one of those list questions, like who's on my list? For me, it's a lot of like, honestly, it's a lot of Black wrestlers. That might sound cliche, but oh well, who cares? Like guys like Trey Lamar, AJ Gray, shoot, I would love to face Ricochet, a freaking Cedric Alexander, a Shane Strickland, guys like that. Honestly, like a MJF, a Ricky Starks, guys like that. Like, I really look up to all of those guys I name. Apollo Crews, a lot of those guys.
So is that one of the final goals? Is an AEW or WWE? I mean, it's what you watched when you were a kid was probably WWE, so you wanted to make it there.
Absolutely. Probably. Right.
So is that where you
so for me, whichever one comes knocking first. That's how I look at it. Like, for me, it's just now that, like, honestly, if you would have asked me 2 years ago, of course, I would have said WWE and not even thought twice about it. Hell, I ain't gonna lie to you. If you asked me last year, I would have said WWE and not even thought twice about it. But now you ask me current day, I think today is August 10th. Yeah, it is, because I got 12 days. I've been doing a countdown for this show. But, so if you ask me so you ask me today, August 10th, 2020, like, I would say whichever one comes knocking first. Whichever one comes, you know, whichever opportunity presents itself first, I will not hesitate to go ahead and go there.
I mean, you have to figure that the names that are on both sides, you're going to – once you get there, you're going to learn something. Like, there's something to take away from each experience. I mean, that's what you're looking for. The ultimate is the experience. Yeah. And you're in there the top talent. They've made it to, quote unquote, the big league. So when they get there, there's people there that can give you the ins and the outs, and you use it as a learning experience until you get to that top spot. So, I mean, it makes sense to go to either one.
Absolutely.
Isn't a bad choice.
I think that they both – I think they both offer something different, but both awesome. Like, I feel that AEW gives you longevity in the business. You know what I mean? Like where you're only wrestling like once a week. You know what I mean? Like, you're flying in for tapings and like, you got the rest of the, I know for a fact, but I assume you have the rest of the week off. You come in for tapings, you still get to do the indies. You know what I mean? Like, so if you're a guy that loves the indies, if you love that hardcore, like, indie fan base, like, you still get to get that drug. You know what I mean? Like, look at Joey Janela. He's still doing GCW shows, stuff like that. But WWE is, like, also it helps you can possibly be, because you're wrestling, you know, you're on the road, I guess, what, over, let's say, near 300 days.
Yeah, I think that's accurate.
A year, you know what I mean? So, like looking back at, like, Triple H, when he said, oh, he wanted to wrestle all the time, that's why he wanted to go to WWF at the time over WCW. You know what I mean? Like, he wanted that grind so he could become the best version of himself. So I think that, like, it's I want to say pick your poison, because it's not really poison, but, you know, like,
yeah,
for the lack of a better explanation or term. Yeah. It's like you benefit from both. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's kind of like
– like, while
you're getting your exposure, it's just – it's depending on which exposure you want and where – I mean, it seems to be where you're a better fit, where there's a spot you can actually stand
out. For sure.
Because what wrestling has come down to is people just churning through the system that are all kind of like cookie cutter. So – you need, and that's why I will always say that wrestling needs more diversity, always, because you need, everyone is a different character.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And you need people that are going to stand out. And the people that are going to stand out are going to succeed. Something different.
For sure. I totally agree. You can't have all, like, me personally, I fall under that category. Like, I love the guys that are, I guess, 6 feet tall, muscular, and oh yeah, like he's got the it factor. You know what I mean? He can talk, he can wrestle, and he looks this way. You know what I mean? But like you said, diversity, it helps. It keeps it fresh. You know what I mean? Otherwise, it would be boring if everybody looked like freaking, if everybody looked like an MJF, or everyone looked like a Randy Orton. You know what I mean? If everyone looked the same. You know what I mean? It would be boring. Like, what would separate this person from that person? Especially, like, judging a book by its cover, you know what I mean? Without having any context behind what this person does or who this person is. If you just see two, if you're flicking through the channel and you just see two Caucasian guys that are tan and 6 feet tall, and they're both wearing trunks, and they're both wearing boots, and they're both wearing knee pads and elbow pads, wrist tape. It's like, okay, like, all right, this looks cool, sort of, kind of, but, like, how long is it really going to hold your attention? You know what I mean?
I think I like that you use the term the it factor. I think that's a phrase that needs to be extended. It needs to be more than what it is. Like, that it factor needs to have a larger connection. There needs to be more that equates, not just the EC3 is like the guy that's just chiseled jawline, sure. Chisel everything, like he's got that it factor. He looks like he has it. There needs to be more to that than that it factor. It needs it needs to expand.
For sure.
Yeah. And I think that's part of the problem. But yeah, I mean
technology.
I mean, it's that whole it factor just needs to be, it needs to be broadened. It needs to be brought into current times. What was the it factor in the 80s can't be the it factor today. What was the it factor in the 90s can't be the it factor today. You can't just, because that's where you run into the problem in wrestling is where, oh, he has that it factor. Yeah, the it factor, if he was picked out and put back in the 80s, the it factor should be so much more broader. I mean, it should be more inclusive of anybody can have that it factor if given the chance.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm hoping that you were on the same page.
I totally agree.
Yeah. So I was hoping that you were on the same page. We just didn't get your reasoning behind it in that last chunk.
Yeah, because I know, like, I spoke about, like, if you're a casual fan flicking through the channel, I'm not sure if you guys got that part. Like, if you see two guys that are 6 feet tall, like,
yeah, we got that.
That's where we lost you.
Okay, you guys got that. Okay. Yeah. I didn't say anything, really. Okay. I don't think I said anything else after that because you started speaking, and then that's when I lost you. But after that, I didn't really say too much.
We've lost each other a couple times this show, but we're going to do our best to make sure that everyone gets the correct point and the what's important that came out of this show.
For sure.
So,
yeah, my apologies, guys. I'm still broken on the indies, guys. My internet connection and data, I'm all out of data for the month. So this is the hard knock life of an indie star. I'm not fucked. It's not even a star, but an indie wrestler.
And I think a lot of people take that.
I can't even stay connected on a podcast.
That, I mean, that's the thing that people take for granted too, and that people don't get to see. They're like,
you said, well, a lot of people.
People don't really get the fact that when you're working on the indies, like, that might be your means to get by. And when times are tough like this, like, you know, you might not have that second resource. So people take that for granted. They don't get to see this. Like, people, like, it's a struggle.
For sure. For sure.
All the more reason to tune in. It's 8:22.
So you got to hustle.
Yep. All the more reason.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're starving artists. We're hungry.
There you go.
We're dying to break out.
And hopefully the show will do it for you. We want to thank you for taking your time out and talking with us. And we have an open door policy on this show. So you're welcome back anytime. Possibly get to you right after the show. We can talk about how the match went and what's coming up next.
All right. So, JDX, thank you so much for taking the time again. And we can't wait for August 22nd. We know the card's so stacked that anybody who needs to tune in and wants to tune in, you can't miss this because, like you said, you have the network for WWE. AEW is just a dynamite. This is a pay-per-view. It's a card that's stacked. So be sure, blackwrestlersmatter.com. I think you can order it on the site and watch it right there.
Yes, if
you can't make it out. So thanks again, and we hope to be talking to you really soon.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Yeah, it's hard to live in color when you just see black and white. In a world full of hate, be light.